has just opened at the Tate Modern in London. The federal court is due to hand down a decision in the Australian climate case brought to by Torres Strait Islander elders who fear for the future of their home. And German backpacker Carolina Vilga is stable condition in hospital after surviving 11 nights stranded in the Western Australian outback. That and more coming up in the news. A new exhibition of a female Aboriginal artist has just opened at the Tate Modern in London, aiming to push her status to that of Jackson Pollock and Picasso. Born around 1914, Emily Cam Ngawade came to art late in life, producing her first batiks in the 1980s, as well as paintings deeply connected to her culture and ceremonial practices. More than 80 artworks spanning the 19-year career of the artist from the Sandover region north of Alice Springs are on display. Lead curator of the exhibition, Kelly Cole, says Emily Cam Ngawade deserves greater international recognition.
Ngawade's had several solo exhibitions in Australia and in Japan, so she's a name that is very well known in Australia as a major artist. By bringing her works here to the Tate Modern, we are hoping that her name is going to be, you know, synonymous with the European sort of vocabulary. It's going to be Emily Kamaware, Jackson Pollock, you know, all of these Picassos. We're really hoping that we can actually put her on the world scale or the world stage and people will start knowing her works.
The federal court is due to hand down a decision in the Australian climate case brought by the Torres Strait Islander elders who fear the future of their home. Uncle Paul Kabai and Uncle Pabai Pabai are seeking orders which would require the Commonwealth to undertake steps to prevent further harm to their communities. Their home is on the outer islands of Senadkes, Torres Strait, less than 10 kilometres off Papua New Guinea. The elders say their home is already under siege from the impacts of climate change, and they fear the loss of their islands, their culture and their way of life. Queensland's opposition has welcomed the announcement of an inquiry into the CFMEU days after a damning report found the union's state branch had been ruthless in its pursuit of political, industrial and financial power. He says the allegations are shocking and wrongdoers must be stopped. Premier David Christofoli has said the Commission of Inquiry will shine a light on a broken system and a culture of intimidation because it will have the authority to compel witnesses to appear.
This is the most powerful tool we as a government have to ensure that what we have seen comes to an end. The bullying, the intimidation, the standover tactics, the way that women and children have been treated, workers, a drive to push down productivity in this state.
Pro-Palestinian protesters in Melbourne have pledged to continue demonstrating despite a promised crackdown on their rallies. Hundreds have again turned out to march through Melbourne city centre, undeterred by the Victorian government's promises of a strong response to the weekly protests. Following in the footsteps of controversial laws introduced to New South Wales, the Victorian government is drafting legislation to ban protests outside places of worship. Premier Jacinta Allen says her government is considering strengthening anti-vilification laws, an anti-hate task force, and a protest permit system. It also plans to ban demonstrators from wearing face coverings. A national campaign has been launched today, Monday, to raise awareness of meningococcal disease as the peak season for the illness gets underway. Meningococcal disease is a potentially devastating bacterial infection, which can progress rapidly, with some people becoming critically ill within 24 hours. There have been 56 cases reported nationally so far this year, and 18 of them were in New South Wales. German backpacker Carolina Vilga is in stable condition in the hospital after surviving 11 nights stranded in the Western Australian outback. The 26-year-old survived on minimal food and water and was exposed to freezing temperatures before she flagged down a passing motorist on Friday afternoon. Police discovered Ms. Vilga's abandoned van, which had become bogged in a nature reserve 36 kilometres north of the town of Beacon, triggering a large-scale aerial search. Premier Roger Cook says while the young traveller suffered a traumatic ordeal, she is recovering at Fiona Stanley Hospital and is in good spirits.
Extraordinary, extraordinary feat of surviving in the wilds for 11 nights. She has to get over a very difficult physical ordeal. They threw every resource at it, and because of that, they were able to locate her van as quickly as possible.
And in sport, in the Wimbledon men's final, Jannik Sinner has defeated his great young rival Carlos Alcaraz. The win, a rebuttal to his painful loss to Alcaraz at the French Open 5 weeks earlier. This securing him his fourth Grand Slam title. And for the weather, today, Monday, 4th of July, Perth is seeing showers at 17, Broome is sunny at 30, Darwin is sunny at 32, Alice Springs is sunny at 28. Thursday Island is cloudy at 29. Cairns is partly cloudy at 27. And Brisbane is sunny at 24. Newcastle is sunny at 20. And Sydney is sunny at 18. Albury-Wodonga is possible showers at 12. Melbourne showers at 13. Hobart is cloudy at 10. And Adelaide is seeing showers at 14. And that's all for news, sport, and weather for NITV Radio.